The Burt Show.
All right, we're going to call this Burt Show listener Jack, and he is going to be on the voice disguiser, so he remains anonymous. But he has got himself a great idea.
Okay.
His in-laws want to give him a dog that he doesn't want, so he's got a solution. He just wants to filter it past us before he runs it by his wife.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Jack, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Can you speak
up?
No problem. Can you speak up nice and loud for us and kind of start from the beginning and tell us what's going on and how are you going to fix it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to know I'm not a fan of dogs at all.
Okay.
I never have been. My wife, however, you know, has a thing for them. My kids love them, of course. And anyway, the in-laws are buying us one. Well, they actually already got it for us. And, you know, just a little thing and a little poodle thing. And it's expensive, you know. I mean, it was an expensive gift. And, I can appreciate that. But it's disgusting, to be honest. I mean, it smells, you know, and it's got some thyroid thing going on with it. It just doesn't look healthy. And, you know, and they're needy and you got to walk them. And they're just a lot of work. And I really just, I don't have the time. I don't want to deal with it. But anyway, so long story short, I was talking with a friend at work.
Okay.
And he was telling me about these breeders. Mm-hmm. You know, there are these people, you know, that want your dog. They want these purebred dogs, right? So they can breed them and sell them and make their own money. But anyway, there's these breeders that are going to pay you, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 for your dog. And then the thing, so this is what I'm throwing out at you. I want to see what you think about this. I hear that these breeders will take your dog, but then you can visit from time to time if you want to see it and see sort of how it's growing up and everything. So, you know, my thinking is that I can get rid of this dog, but, you know, if my in-laws are coming around or the kids just want to see it, we can go see the dog, sort of rent it for a little while, you know, and not have to deal with the whole process of living with this animal, you know, and taking care of it all day long. But it's still in our lives, basically, when the in-laws come.
Jeff said that this was a brilliant idea, and I just don't think it is, because you're going to confuse your children. Either have the dog or don't have the dog.
But how does he tell the in-laws if they spend, I mean, if you're getting a purebred dog, that can cost you
give
a grand or more.
Give him back to the in-laws.
Yeah.
Give him back.
You don't know these people. No, nothing goes back. Can't give it back.
Well,
so,
your reaction to your in-laws, I think you're doing your children a disservice by doing this, honestly. Because my dad and myself and my siblings and my father were all animal fans, and Millie Pete was not. Like, she did not understand why people love their animals so much. She didn't understand why. She still doesn't understand why people cry when their animals pass away.
Really?
She doesn't. She didn't.
Was she a farm girl growing up?
She was a farm girl growing up. She said they're work animals. They're not pets. She's like, she didn't understand why they had to be in the house, and our dogs were not allowed in the house, and all that. But she still said, but you know what? My husband loves them. My children love them. As long as I don't have to deal with them, then I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact that you're the only one in the family that doesn't like the animals, so your family can never have animals because you don't want them?
Oh, I'm not saying that. But what I will tell you is that I'm going to be the one that's taking care of this dog.
So
I'm
you'll get the responsibility.
That ends up walking it. You know, none of them are going to do it. My wife certainly isn't going to touch the dog unless she wants
it. Why not your children? Why not put the responsibility on your children if your children want to keep the dog and they need to learn the responsibilities of the dog?
Yeah, they're too young. It just won't work. And, I mean, you know, this way, I the way I see it is I get paid and they take care of all the dirty work for the dog. I mean, it just seems like a win-win to me, you know.
I can see from it now. I'm going to defend you from a guy's point of view, because the way guys think, it is a flawless plan.
Well, that's why y'all are a little simple.
Right. I'm just saying. So, we got to shoot holes in it because, I mean, we're going to get a lot of calls like Liz. Hey, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
I am good.
Okay.
Love your show.
All right. Thank you.
So, for the caller, you know, I can appreciate that you don't like animals. You don't want to take care of it. You know, you're kind of a dad. You're probably going to get stuck with it at some point in time. But, you know, if you could just consider for a moment the possibility of putting this poor animal, or just this animal, to some breeder who's going to breed it who it, those puppies are going to go to some family who may have the same predicament that this man has, where they don't want the animal, they don't care for the animal, and they're going to keep contributing to this overpopulation of dogs that we have. We have so many dogs without homes, and he would be contributing to that issue. And it's just, it's very upsetting because I love animals, and I understand that he might not want the dog, but there's got to be some other way to deal with it than give it to a breeder.
And I understand where Jeff's coming from. That mm-hmm. I know that you didn't hear anything she had to say about overpopulation of animals and everything, but here's my thing. A dog usually lives to be... You know, what is it, a standard poodle or a miniature poodle? I forgot what you said.
The smaller the dog, the longer they live.
I don't know.
Whatever. So let's say that it lives to be 15.
She was just asking to be polite.
Yes. Let's say the dog lives to be 15 years old. Let's be ambitious. Mm-hmm. 15 years old. So you're going to go through this for 15 years with your in-laws because you just don't want to stand up to them?
Well, you know,
good point.
Well, no,
I think it's a lot better than living with his dog every day.
You taken into account the health of the in-laws? Like, will they live 15 years?
Well, how old are your children? I mean, age range, if you don't want to give exact ages.
They're approximately 3 and 6.
Okay, 3 and 6. 15 years from now, one's going to be graduating from high school and one's going to be in college, and they're still lying to their grandparents about the dog?
They're going to be in college and they're going to be talking to their friends who think it's normal to go to a farm to visit their pet.
Yeah, and that dog's not going to still be there. I mean, I think it's a very flawed plan.
Hey, Angela, welcome to the Burt Show.
I'm smart. Sorry, but I want to just smack the living tar out of this guy. I mean, if he gets tired of his wife, he's going to rent her out to breed while he's just not dealing with her.
No.
I mean, come on, people. These dogs get bred so much that it basically kills their body, and that his only reasoning is because I don't want to deal with the dog. Then get rid of the dog. But don't put the dog through a lifetime of torture.
Yeah, no way.
This is ridiculous. I mean, oh, my God.
Can you not find another family if you don't want to keep the dog?
I'll take the dog. I'll take the dog.
Yeah,
just don't do that to the dog.
Let's do it. Let's set it up.
Leave us your address. He'll FedEx it to you for $2,000.
Absolutely.
Seriously, well, I
it was
take
a gift.
The dog.
No,
just
wait a
don't
second.
Don't do this to the dog.
He doesn't need money.
Why are you profiting from this dog when it was a gift to you? Why are you going to sell it?
Well, it was more that. That's just like a good option, you know. I mean, I'm not
sell a dog that you
money.
Don't want.
I think you didn't pay. You did not pay for this dog, so you don't deserve to get the $2,000 or whatever for this dog unless you reimburse your in-laws for this.
Is that true? Because now, listen,
Absolutely, it's true.
Let's take the dog out of it, and let's say that for your birthday you received a digital camera that is identical to one that you already own.
I would not feel good about selling that camera.
And so you
if
just
it was
put,
from a family member,
you put one of them up on eBay. You get sell for $100.
Exactly.
Unless, you
exactly.
know what? Let me tell you, sir, the only time I would do that
is sir, it's me or him.
And him. Because I'm trying to still kind of be respectful, I guess. is that I would give that money to charity. And I would. I would not, like, profit from your...
A living thing, though.
Yeah, from your bad attitude. You know what I mean? About this dog.
It's not a digital camera. It's a living, breathing thing.
Hey, Jackie, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey. I just wanted to say I disagree also with sending it to a breeder, as the other callers said.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, if you do go that route, make sure you research the breeder first and know exactly, you know, mm-hmm. what's going to be going on there. Because there's a lot of, you know, backyard breeders, they mistreat their dogs, and it's unnecessary. And you could more than likely find somebody who is willing to take the dog and raise it as a pet instead of, you know, breeding it to death or, you know, again, adding to the overpopulation of dogs in the area.
Again,
oh, yeah, but if I give it to someone else, then the kids can never see it. So this way they can still go and see it occasionally.
It just seems like
the best way.
I think that's silly. Your kids' friends have dogs that live in their backyards, mm-hmm. and your kids have to go somewhere to visit it. I think if you teach your child about adopting the dog out, and you all find a good family for the dog, mm-hmm. and it can be, because I think we're losing sight of the children in this. How cruel for this child, these children to be playing with this dog, and then all of a sudden the dog disappears, and you say we can go down the street and visit every once in a while.
Well,
I commit mm-hmm. one side or the other.
I don't know if you want to teach the kids about adoption because then they may want to be adopted by someone else,
by another guy.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I don't agree with that man at all. I'll be more than welcome to come to his house and get that dog.
Now,
what if his kids gets on his nerves? What is he going to do? Trade them out too?
Well, no, he's going to sell them. He's going to make a profit.
You got to come to the house and get one of his kids too.
Well, the issue.
I'll be more than happy to come get them too.
Well, the issue is, he doesn't want to stand up to his in-laws.
Right.
The issue is that you're kind of wussing out about your in-laws.
I don't see that as the issue. I really don't. The dog
Why?
Is the issue, and
give
I
him
just
back.
Want to get it out.
Give him back to your in-laws, then.
If you give the dog back to the in-laws, they may be able to give it back to where they got it from and get their money back. You don't get to profit from this.
Didn't that happen with Bert? Remember when Bert adopted?
Yes.
Bert got like two bulldogs the week Hollis was born. Crazy man. And it just ended up being too much. And the breeder that he got
back.
The dog from was able to find another family that wanted those dogs. So
that
is a valid point. Hey, Chris, you're on with Jack.
No, he's not.
No, never mind.
Are we calling Chris?
Yeah. Everybody's pretty much saying the same thing, warning it. Would it be different here in the room, Melissa and Wendy, would it be different if the dog wasn't going to a breeder but was going to like a person who was going to show it?
I mean, I'm just having an issue with
him. I want
somebody
to take care of it.
Well, I have an issue with the message he's sending to his kids that he can't talk to his in-laws and that he wants to profit from it. There's so many layers to this story, you know?
Jack, if the advice you were looking for is, should I take this idea to my wife? I think that the vote...
I think I got my answer already.
Yeah, the answer is no.
You have to rethink it.
Yeah, I think you need to go...
No, I'm still going to do it. It makes the most sense. This is the best way to go.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bless your wife.
All right.
Yes.
Sorry for your kids.
It is amazing
the
people who contact this show to ask for advice, get advice, and then...
I think they want public acknowledgement that they're right, and when they don't get it, they don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is there one person that's called up saying, like, do it?
Zero. But we have, like, four people who want to adopt a dog, so we'll get their numbers, but he won't do anything with it.
Hey, The Bird Show.